covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
YouTube DL has been hit with a DMCA takedown by the Recording Industry Association of America. The RIAA has issued a DMCA takedown on the open source project YouTube DL on their GitHub repository. This is done under the guise of protecting content creators from having their ad revenue stolen. YouTube DL, however, is often used by archivists and users who suffer from a slow internet connection in order to allow them to watch the content. There are, of course, those that use it to circumvent ads, but we can't pretend ad blockers don't exist, which accomplish the same goal with less effort. So are ad blockers next on the list? Here at Category 5, we're content creators. We post our videos on YouTube, and we depend on the revenue it generates. But like the Electronic Frontier Foundation points out, we believe YouTube DL is a legitimate tool with a world of lawful uses. See, we know we have viewers who are watching in areas where internet just isn't very good. We've heard from troops who watch our show in their tents while at war. We have fans who live in areas where high-speed internet just doesn't exist yet. So we make sure they have access to our content for free, with the hope that they will support us through Patreon if they're able. We received an email from a viewer this week asking us how they can watch our show while circumventing YouTube. Is it surprising that we, the very content creators who rely on the revenue YouTube provides, responded by providing BitTorrent files of all 13 past seasons, plus recommended the download button found on the page of every episode we publish on our website? As content creators, we understand the need for revenue. It costs a lot of money to do what we do. But for the RIAA to demand YouTube DL be shut down seems shady. The Electronic Frontier Foundation fights these types of battles on behalf of open source projects. You can help protect projects like YouTube DL by donating at EFF.org. Big thanks to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And if you appreciate what we do, become a patron at patreon.com/category5. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Becca Ferguson.